USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A New York jury has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Correspondent Ron Allen says the infamous Access Hollywood date played a big part for the prosecution.
That may have been one of the nails in the coffin, because he basically says that as a star, and he's a star, you can go out and grope women, and it's this is the way it's always been.
The jury awarded $5 million in damages. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. President Biden is meeting with congressional leaders at this hour to discuss raising the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's message is clear.
Since February, he has said over and over again, we cannot be a country that defaults. And most recently, he has said we cannot be a deadbeat nation, something that we have never done before.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said before the meeting that the debt ceiling will not be raised without spending cuts. Biden's asking for a clean bill. A compromise is not expected to come out of today's meeting. The city of El Paso, Texas, is being flooded with asylum seekers who are living on the streets. Some snuck across the border illegally. Others have already been processed and released by the Border Patrol. The city is now trying to separate the two groups, with federal agents telling illegal immigrants to turn themselves in. Those who do not have an appointment to plead their case before a judge will be deported. More interest rate hikes could be in our future. That's according to New York Fed President John Williams. He says policymakers remain focused on returning inflation to the target goal of 2%. Williams said it will take a while for the Fed's previous rate hikes to work their way through the economy. And Wall Street closing lower ahead of the latest inflation report. The Dow Jones lost 56 points. The S&P 500 slipped 18. The NASDAQ fell 77. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
The former Prime Minister of Pakistan has been arrested.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested outside the High Court in the capital of Islamabad. Khan was appearing in court on charges of corruption, which he says are politically motivated. He was ousted as Prime Minister in April last year and has been campaigning for early elections since then. A statement from the Inspector General of Punjab Police said the arrest of Khan had been ordered as he was accused of corruption and corrupt practices. General elections in Pakistan are due to be held later this year. I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is set to return to Capitol Hill tomorrow. The California Democrat's been absent for nearly 3 months due to health issues. Some members of her own party have been calling for her resignation because her absence complicated Democrats' efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of its own employees. LinkedIn is laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific jobs app. The company plans to delete all user data from InCareer by August 9th. Women should begin screening for breast cancer at age 40, not 50. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force says with more cases of breast cancer in women in their 40s, there is more value in screening people at younger ages. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.